USDA's October crop production supply and demand estimates was, as far as soybeans are concerned, you'd have to say a non-event. Pretty much not much changed as far as soybeans were concerned. We did see some minor adjustments in numbers, but nothing that wasn't out of the ordinary or unexpected as far as the market was concerned. When you look at as far as old crop numbers, USDA came in and they did lower yield by a tenth of a bushel, putting it at 82.3. That lowered production by 3 million bushels, and we did see imports increase by 1 million bushel. In the end, we did also see on the demand side, crush was decreased by 8 million bushels, exports were decreased by 5 million bushels. In the net result was ending stocks were increased by 2 million bushels for old crop to 342 million bushels. National average price for old crop soybeans also dropped 10 cents to to $12.40. Looking at it as far as new crop is concerned, the surprise came, well, USDA did lower yield for soybeans by one-tenth of a bushel. That was a tenth of a bushel above expectations at to putting it at 53.1. The net result was a 4 million bushel decrease in production, putting production at 4.58 billion. Was 11 million above expectations. And in the demand side, we really didn't see much change other than residual drop by 2 million bushels. The net result was ending stocks was left unchanged at 550 million bushels, which was 3 million bushels above expectations. So pretty good, uneventful numbers as far as soybeans are concerned. When you look at as far as the world numbers were concerned, world stocks were estimated at 134.65 million metric ton. That was 250 million or 250,000 above expectations, but unchanged from the previous month. So not much changes as far as the world numbers were concerned. The only adjustments we did see was to old crop 2023 numbers, and that was Brazil's exports were decreased by 800,000 metric ton. Argentina's exports were dropped by 100,000 metric ton. And we did see China's imports increase by 500,000 metric ton. There were no changes made to the new crop estimates as far as the world was concerned. So overall, the report was, you'd have to say, neutral to maybe a little bit friendly as far as soybeans were concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.